Do you want? We're live. Good morning. Relatively brief meeting of the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee, and we're done for the week after this. We have two bills that we're very familiar with, so we'll just open a work session, and we'll page Senator Burdick, who was down here, and maybe hold off on 416 since it was her amendment that we're doing on 416, and I think she went up to her office and
should be right back.
And is coming back, but we might let her know that we have opened a work session on Senate Bill 39. And
Mr.
Rod,
Chair?
Yes, Senator Monroe.
Yeah, we've been working on this for almost 3 months now, and Representative Butler and I and the department have all come to an agreement on the Dash 4 amendments. And so at this time, I would like to move the Dash 4 amendments to Senate Bill 39.
Okay, so Senator Monroe has moved the Dash 4 amendments. And I should say, first of all, thank you to Senator Monroe. You have come in and led the work group that we had, trying to get all the parties together, and I think burned a lot of hours down in the LRO conference room meeting with folks. And I'll turn it back over to you to talk about the Dash 4s.
Chris can probably describe them briefly for you, and then I'd like to ask Deborah to comment as well, because she's been very involved all along the way. Unfortunately, Representative Butler can't be with us this morning, but he is also in strong support and has been very helpful.
Yeah, he knows this issue well and worked it hard last session. Mr. Buchanan, you want to come up, and we'll turn it over to you and Chris to talk about the changes.
Okay, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the Dash 4 compared to the Dash 2 contain just three changes, and there's a sheet that you should have titled Summary of Most Recent Senate Bill 39 Changes. And briefly, what they are, the first change was a change in the definition to transactions without economic substance. It had defined those transactions as including but not limited to a transaction for which the taxpayer cannot demonstrate a business purpose. The Dash 4, that language has been changed to simply the includes but is not limited to is deleted, and so that it is more directly defined as a transaction that cannot demonstrate a business purpose. The second change pertained to the opening of old years with respect to listed transactions, and the bill contains language that allows the Department of Revenue to open up tax years going back 9 years if the returns reflect or use a listed transaction. And what the new language in the Dash 4 clarifies is that any notice of deficiency that would be the result of opening up that old tax year can only be limited to the changes due to the use of the listed transaction, basically saying that the Department of Revenue, while they can go back and open up the old year, they can't go around looking at other things. They have to focus on the listed transaction. And the third change tightens the definition of listed transaction. In Senate Bill 39, there were four pieces to that definition. The first was simply tagging on to the IRS definition of listed transaction. There was a definition for REITs without economic substance and for RICs without economic substance, and then language that said a transaction substantially similar to one of those transactions. The substantially similar has been deleted so that it is very clearly defined as listed transactions or very specific REITs and RICs. And the language around the REITs and RICs has been modified to more clearly identify which transactions are the subject as a listed transaction.
So, Mr. Chair, what we have done here is zeroed in on transactions that are clearly illegal, that are clearly only for the purpose of avoiding taxes, taking the federal list and then adding to it REITs and RICs, which are created only for the purpose of avoiding taxes. And then what we do is we give folks an opportunity to come clean between now and next January, and if they don't, we substantially increase penalties.
Questions?
Maybe we want to hear from Deborah.
Ms. Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, Deborah Buchanan, Department of Revenue. Mr. Chairman, Senator Monroe, we do see some value in this. The Dash 4 amendments we can administer, and that's our primary concern, is whether we can administer the policy that you set. There is value in adopting the listed transaction definition that's in federal law, so we see that as being useful for us. I did want to point out that the primary value we see in the REIT and RIC language in the Dash 4 amendments is looking back to transactions that have already occurred. Deleting the substantially similar language, we think, will make it less valuable on a going forward basis, because if I were a promoter, for example, and selling one of these to my clients, I would look at this language and say, all right, here's what you need to do. You need to establish a business purpose in your documents, in your records, in your minutes, and then you need to somehow structure the transaction so it doesn't meet this specific language. So going forward, we think that there's the potential for still some abuse. However, what that will do is simply mean that it's not a listed transaction. If it's still a sham transaction, we would still pursue it on audit, we would still make the adjustments, and we would still say that that is not a valid transaction. It would just pull it out of being a listed transaction. The only other point I wanted to make is that on the definition of transaction without economic substance, we're reading that language to mean that the taxpayer will have the burden of proof in demonstrating that there is a business purpose, a valid business purpose, if they cannot demonstrate that, then that would meet the definition. In other words, the burden isn't on the department to establish that that's tax savings is their only business purpose. They need to show and demonstrate a business purpose. So that was the only thing that the program asked me to mention to you.
And, Mr. Chair, I wanted that on the record, that the burden of proof is on the taxpayer, not on the department in these instances. Clearly, that's legislative intent.
Okay, that's good to establish, and you'll carry the bill on the floor, so you'll get a second chance to establish that if you choose.
And we might want to briefly hear from Mr. Martinez, who's been a part of our work group.
Great. Tim Martinez. Thank you, Deborah. If you want to stay for just a moment, just in case.
I'd be glad to.
We have questions for both. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Tim Martinez here on behalf of the Oregon Bankers Association. I would also like to thank Deborah Buchanan, the department, Senator Monroe for his leadership, and Representative Butler, as well as you, Mr. Chairman. We could quibble about a word or two in here, but we have agreed. I talked to Senator Monroe this morning that we will accept these amendments and would encourage both Senator Monroe and Senator Decker to talk to your colleagues on the House side and just let them know that this is a very well-crafted bill and hopefully not subject to a lot of additional changes or work on the House side.
Can try. You know how that goes.
I do. I do.
Questions for this panel or Senator Monroe? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A lot of folks worked hard to get to this. Okay, so you have moved, Senator Monroe, the Dash 4 amendments to Senate Bill 39. Further discussion? Objections to that motion? So, Senator Monroe.
Move the bill to the floor for the due pass recommendation.
Senator Rod Monroe has moved Senate Bill 39 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Objections to that motion? So ordered. Thank you, Senator Monroe. And I assume you are the proper person to take that bill to the floor.
Imagine.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate all the help on that. Okay, Senate Bill 416. We left this bill last week having adopted three amendments to it, and then Senator Burdick, you have worked out another amendment to it.
Yes, Mr. Chair. This is just a small amendment for the benefit of the City of Portland to give them flexibility on commercial property, and I really appreciate the indulgence of the Chair in allowing me to get this in the bill. I think it's a positive addition, and I am very appreciative.
Thank you. And Dan, do you want to come up and say anything to the Dash 4s, or Dash sixes. If you're good to go and don't want to, that is fine too.
Do we have a motion, Mr. Chair?
We don't yet, but.
Mr. Chair, I would move the dash six amendments into Senate Bill 416.
Senator Burke has moved the dash six amendments into Senate Bill 416. Any discussion? Any objections to that motion? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I'd move Senate Bill 416 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Burke has moved Senate Bill 416 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion of that motion. Objections to that motion. So ordered. This is Senator Walker's bill, so
She should carry it.
Okay, so Senator Walker will carry that bill. We are adjourned until Monday at 8:45. Thank you very much, committee.